We are learning Masechtas Shkalim, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, and we're beginning the last words on Vav Amar Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Moiser Nazir L'Nadava. Something is left over from a Kavar Nazir, a personal Kavar Nazir. The money falls to Nadava. Sakta Gemara, Rav Chista Omar, Vahu Shekar V'Chatas V'Saif. The halach is that Nazir brings three Kavanas, Ha'ila Ashlam V'Chatas. So he says this whole halacha, that Moiser is the Dava is only if you brought a Chatas at the end. Because Allah is that the Moiser Chatas goes to the Dava. But if the last one was, Avi Karvu Shlomim Besaif, Moiser and Shlomim, if the last thing he was makir was a Shlomim, then the Allah is that you bring it as a Shlomim, which is Kachim Kalim, and take the extra money and use it as a Shlomim. Because how do you look at Nazi? He has three Kabbanis, leftover money, so it depends. If the last one's Chatas, so then you say it's a nedava, like every chatas. And an oila also would be a nedava, because that's what an oila is. An nedava is oila. That's what kitzam mizbeach is. But if not, it'll be a shlam. If shlam is last, it'll be a shlam. Rav Zira, no, he argues. Afilu karvu shlam mesayv. Even the last one you brought was a shlam out of the three kavanas, and you had extra money after that. Still, halacha, take a word achas, halacha ibn azir, shatia maysara nedava. It's halacha mesh vesinai that the extra money from Moya Stumim, which is money that wasn't set aside for any specific thing, it goes on the Dava. So you want to bring a raya from a braisa to each man yama. Mastita Messiah Ladain, Umastita Messiah Ladain. There's a raya, it's like Tanya Kavasei, the Rab Chista, and Tanya Kavasei, the Rab Zero. Mastita Messiah, Rab Zero. Rab Zero says that even if you bring Shlom at the end, still, it's Allah Chamash Messinai, that the Moya Stumim of an Azir always goes on the Dava. So here is a braisa like a raya to him. The braisa says, Elohe Moya Stumim. These are the Moya Stumim of a Nazir that he died. He set aside money for a Nazir, and he set aside all the money. It's called Moya Stumim, and it all goes to Nadava. Kol should make Chatas Meravis Bam. It's all called Stumim as long as at one point the Demei Chatas was mixed into this money. So then it's all considered like a Chatas and it goes to Nadava. But Filu Hifrish Demei Chatas, even before he died, he was Mafrish money and said, this will be for my Chatas. And then he died. Still, all the money falls to Nadava. All the money is considered Moya Stumim because at one point they were mixed up and the Moya Chatas was mixed into the rest of the money. That's enough to give it all a shame like Moya Chatas, and it's not for Nadava. That's part of the Lachmash of Sinai. Because man, there was Chatas mixed up into it, it all goes to Nadava. It's all considered just like a Chatas. Zokta Gemara, Masnito Mesiyei L'Rab Chista. That's the raya. The first raya was a raya to Rav Zeira, that as long as chatas mixed up, it goes l'nadava. We bring raya to Rav Chista, holds only if it's shlomim at the end, only if it's chatas at the end, does it go l'nadava. If it's shlomim, then it goes to shlomim. So what's the raya that's a raya to Rav Chista? So here you have to use the Goyin's girsa. Mestita Mestiyah l'Rav Chista. The Goyin's girsa says like this, Elu l'chatois, you set aside, you had a money here, enough of three kabbalas. He said, this money I set aside, it's for chatois, v'ashar l'shar naziris, for the rest of the kabbalas of naziris. So meis, and he died. The halacha is, the mea chatos yelchu yam hamelech, the money that was set aside for chatos, that goes to yam hamelech, because you already set aside for chatos, not a money for chatos anymore. This money was set aside for chatos, and you can't bring a chatos after he dies. So that goes to yam hamelech, v'ashar, the rest, yiviu chetzi of oilu v'chetzi shlam. The rest is half oilu, half shlam. And that you could bring because that's an adava. The bride says, this is the main words. The bride says, that means if someone goes ahead and uses the money the wrong way, the rest of the money for something else, he's over me'ila if he uses all the money. If he uses part of the money, he's not over me'ila because you could say the money he used maybe was the money for shlomim. And the money, shlomim is no me'ila because shlomim is not called kachi Hashem. There's no me'ila by shlomim. Now, if the halacha was that any time there's something mixed into it, it gets a din of kachi kachim, it gets a din of like of moisla nadava, so then it's a halacha should be that it should be a me'ila on everything. But like Omar in Mace, yiplu nadava, that it falls on nadava. It's mukhav here, there's no din that if he dies, it goes nadava. Because if that was the din, then if he died, the money will all become a d'me'ayla. If the halacha was that all the meiser of his money, all would be a nadava, so we'd me'ayla. Me'ayla raised kacha kachim, there'd be me'ila even on part of it. So it's a raya from this price that says me'ila, there's no me'ila unless you do all of it, because you weren't made to shlomim, is a raya to this decide that there is no me'ila, on the k'dinemet shlomim. So you see, there's no halacha that if all of it is money, that's the halacha. There's no din like that. So the Gemara writes, Chista Amar, Moise lach Moishal Nazir Yurkov. The rest of the lechem, if you have leftover money that you set aside to buy lechem for the Nazir, the halacha is that Moisa HaLechem, that leftover of the Mincha, it goes Yurkap. Halacha is that it's you leave it till it becomes spoiled, you let it spoil. Omrav Yosi V'yos. This is very good. Why? You can't be makrifer by itself. Because you can't bring lechem by itself. Like kriva mazir sacheres, there's no such thing as a carven lechem by itself. Like kriva mazir sacheres, to be makrifer other naziris with someone else's carven naziris, use the bread or the money for the bread for his carven. That you also can't do. There is no carbon naziris when someone donates a carbon, he has to make kabel to donate also lechem. So every carbon naziris automatically comes with lechem. So you can't use this lechem for his carbon because it's automatically he has his own lechem that he has to bring from his own money. It's mashma tikkun charatin, and that's part of his nether. He has to bring from his own money lach metayda. So it doesn't help if I use yena's lach metayda. Someone else's lach metayda. So halach is lach meishal nazir has to be yorkav because he cannot use it. It can't be in carbon by itself, alechem, and also he can't use it for someone else because that person is b'chuyiv himself to bring his own. From Cain, Tzorach Meimar, Moitzel Lach Meshel Nozir Yorkav. You need to say that Allah is that the rest of the Lechem of Nozir is yorkav, you let it spoil. Tzorach Gemara, Sabra Meimar, we thought to say from this, Hu Lachmai Hu Moitzel Nesachav. The same thing we're giving now to the Lachmai of the Nozir, which means his Lechem. The same halacha we will give to the rest leftover nesachim that he has. Omer Rav Yosi bar Avun, Moiser nesachiv kachi kachim inu der kachi kachim beyiplu nadava. He says that it's ikum mechalik. Lachmei toida are lechem of lachmei nazir. I mean, are part of the nazir, and that's not kachi kachim. But nesachim are always kachi kachim. What's nesachim? What's lechem? That means a carbon nazir, besides for three gabbanas, you bring along lechem. You bring around a certain amount of lechem with the carbon. But there's not a halacha. Every carbon needs a minchas nesachim. It's a different type of mincha. That mincha has a halacha of kachi kachim. That's the halacha. That has halacha of kachi kachim. And therefore, and it's different than lechem toida nachar nazir. That's nechel abayalim. This is not nechel abayalim, and therefore, it's called kachi kachim. And therefore, Allah is Moisir Nesachav Kachi Kachim Inu V'Yiplu Nadava, Fulton Nadava. So we're saying like this, that the Lachmish Nazir, that's Yorka, but the Lachmai of Moisir Nesachav, leftover of Moisir Nesachav, that Allah is, the Shiure Moisir Nesachav, that Allah is, it goes in Nadava. Zach the Gemara, Adaite, the Rabbi Abun, Lafir Rabbi Abun's interpretation of Rav Chista's Halacha, that he's only saying it by Lachmish Nazir, not by Moisir Nesachav, it comes out that Shmuel and Rav Chista and Rav Elazar, they all say the same thing. They all hold the same thing. I'm going with the Goyen's Girsa, the Vilna Goyen's Girsa. The Gemara explains, Rav Chista HaDamarim just said that we explained that Niske Nazir, what's the Chiddush of the Dabachod? Dabachod is also the same thing. Even though it's Kachi Kachim, even though it's not a Chatas or Asham, it still falls on the Dabachod. We had a Mishnah before, Zeh Klal, anything that's a Chatas or Asham falls on the Dabachod. We're saying it doesn't have to be like that. Any Kachi Kachim also falls on the Dabachod. And we're saying these three Madiyamas today are the same thing. Rav Chista, Ahad Amar. We said Rav Chista, what he just said, by Moisa Nesachim of a Nazir goes Le Nedava. So you see, Kachi Kachim long goes to Nedava. Shmuel, what's Shmuel? Where do you see Shmuel? We have a forward. Am Rav Yosi, Ad Anatama, Moaz and Bavel, Shamis Kal Rav Yehuda, Shol Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel a Shaila, Hifrish Shikle Mace. He was Mafrish a Shekle and he died. Am Malay, so Shmuel answered, what's the Lacha? You blow down false Nedava. So you see that since they're kachi kachim, even though the lav dafka, this money of machzah shekel, is lav dafka going to be chatas, still anything that's carbon tzibur, which is kachi kachim, have a halacha that niflu yiflu nadava. So you see, Shmuel holds the same thing, that the side is anything that's kachi kachim, yiflu nadava. Lav dafka, if it's dafka chatas. And the third one that we find the same idea is Rabbi Loza, the itma, moisa, as you say, epishloi, this is what Kohen Gadol left over his mincha, which was not a chatas or asham. We had this before. You have to destroy it because you can't use it. It's not moisa nadava. You can't use the money for nadava. Rabbi Elazar, a yiplu nadava, falls on nadava because Rabbi Elazar holds anything that's kachi kachim is enough and not like the Mishnah before said, dafka chatas v'asham, which we answered before, even for Rabbi Yechanan, even for Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara answered a teretz to that kasha what we did for that brisa, but like upon him, what we do with the Mishnah according to Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar's shita is that anything that's kachim kachim is yiplu nadama. So we have three shitas like that. We have Rav Chisto who said it regarding the mois and asachim. We have Shmuel that said it regarding a machsa shekel, and according to Rav Elazar, it's regarding the mois and asirus eifa of the kohen god. So the next Mishnah, which talks about tzedakah money, mois shavuyim. If you gave money for pidyon shavuyim, and they have extra, the halach is they have to use a dafka for the shvuyim, for pidyon shvuyim. They can't use it for other tzedakas. Moisa shavui, if they collect it for a certain specific captive, then the halach is la'oisa shavui. The extra money only goes to that captive. You'll give it to him for his mezainis, whatever it is, because ke'ilu, when I collect money for that captive, I'm collecting for him. And it's like he's kind of ready. Therefore, I got to give him the money, like for his own tzrachim, it belongs to him. Moisa aniyim, if you collect for aniyim stam, so then you give it the rest to aniyim, other aniyim. But moisa ani, but if you collect for a specific ani, it's like he's kainit, and lois ani, he gets all the money. Moisa mesim, if you collect for, you know, chevra kadisha tzrachim, but mesim don't have money, well, mesim goes to only tzrachim mesim for bearing the mace. Moisa mace, if you collect for a specific mace, doesn't have money, then what happens with the extra money? So when the mace is dead, what do you do with the extra money? The yarshim goes to his yarshim. We don't know exactly sure what to do with it. Because on one hand, the mace is dead, we can't give it to him. But on the other hand, you give it to the Yarshim, so he always knows that the Yarshim are not called Mamish the mace himself. He's not sure, and therefore, we don't know what to do. Rav Nosson Oimer, Moisa Mace Boyno of Nefesh HaKibre. Ava Eitzah, you build a Metzev on his kever for his Zecher, for his Kavod, and that's like giving it to the Mace itself. So that's Halacha Rav Mishnah. So to Gemara Vayit, it said that when you collect for a certain Mace, according to the Tanakhama, at least it goes to the Yarshim, they have an extra. And Alman the Yemen said, Yemunach, Rav Nosson said it goes to build a Metzev. So to Gemara, Gavu Loi, Bechesh Ein Loi, they collect it for a certain Mace, on the chazaka, he doesn't have any money. Lemaisa, after he collected the money, you realize the guy has money. Venimtsa sheshlo, he has money. What do you do with this money? Rav Yirmiyosava Meimar Moisa Hameis the Yarshov. Don't we say this case goes to this Yarshim because he doesn't need it? They had enough money to bury him. Now, what do you do with the money? You give it to the Yarshim. Amalei Rav Yidi, the Chutra, Rav Yidi for Chutra said, what are you talking about? Hagatzmecha, you should be eyeing better than what you're saying. This is much worse. Like Kivnu LLA. They only even happen to give it for the mace. The mace didn't need money. So it should be a mekach tayis. It should be like the whole thing should be a nedar shel tayis. And you should give back the money to the poor people who gave it. So Amar Lei, so Yirmiyahu said, you know, I said maybe you go to Yarshim. I wasn't saying that for sure. Not like Amoris. I didn't say it's lach l'maisa. I just stay throwing out at sad. At manolon lach. How are you so sure that it doesn't go to the Yarshim? Maybe a lach is that, you know, they're giving it al das, they give it to the Yarshim. They're not so specific. They're not so makbid that it doesn't have money. Maybe they want to give it anyway. So why are you so sure? Oh, you're right. My lach is not lach l'maisa. I didn't say lach l'maisa. I was just clarifying. But why are you so sure that you have to give it back? L'maisa Gemara doesn't not push it to shaylam. What you do with the extra money? So Maisa the Rosh Paskins. Maisa the Rosh Paskins that the collection of the money is another tayis, and it does not go to the mace, and you give it back to the people who gave it. That's the halacha lemaisa. That's what we paskin. No, Gemara is not pashut. Lemaisa, as this kasha, we paskin. That's a tayis, and you give it back to the people who gave it. So I think more right. The Tony looked at the rice of Shem Rav Nosson, Moisar Hameis, the extra money from the mace. We had in our mishnah a whole shaila about it here. Rav Nosson said in our mishnah already, and the Bryce elaborates Rav Nosson's shita. Moisa Hameis Yivne Loi Nefesh Akiver. Build a matzev on his kever. V'yase Loi Ziluf Agavim Tosis. You also should use the money to buy wine to pour it on his mitah when they take him out, so it just smell good. V'shas his levaya. So the Gemara Vayta, Toilet, learn the Braisa. Ein Padun Shavui V'Shavui. If you have money for one specific captive, you cannot use it for a different captive. Ein Graven Talas V'Talas. You can't use the money collected for one Ani for another Ani. But you're not Meicha in the Parnosim who do switch from one Ani to another Ani or one Shavui to another Shavui. So even though we said that really when I'm collecting money, I'm collecting a certain Ani, but the Gabayim have a Kayach to change it. And the reason is, because that when someone gives money to garbage tzedakah, he's really giving it al das that garbage tzedakah. And if he wants to change it, change it. We trust the garbage tzedakah. And we say, you know what, we are being credited for that money, but lemaisa, I trust you. If you have someone else to do with it, I trust to do it. Therefore, we're not meicha in a parnas that does this, even though that's not the right thing to do, 100%, but lemaisa, they let him do it. We don't make matzevis on a kever of a tzaddik. Why? Their words said in his fetish are their remembrance. And it sounds like the pshat is like this. That why do we always build a matzev on a kever? So you shouldn't forget the mace. And you see the kever, you don't forget the mace. But a chamim, who say a lot of Torah, and we say all the Torah for them, we're always remembering them. If you don't need a big matzev, you don't need matzev at all. You don't need matzev at all. Now, some say this is the makar, why you don't put up matzeva. Some people have minig, don't put up matzeva on for 12 months. Why don't they put up matzeva up for 12 months? Because until 12 months, they remember the mace, they don't need a matzeva. But the shail is, why on a big tzaddik, we make a big oil, the whole body shouldn't remember, they remember them from the mace mtoivim, from the Torah. So they say the Torah says that there's two dinim of the keva. One din of a keva is to remember the mace. The other din is for the chayim, that the tellers of the chayim, the people who are alive, that they have a place to daven, and therefore that's why we make a big kever, so they have a place to daven, but not else remembering the mace. Dr. Maravaita, Rav Yechanan Masmech Va'ozel. Rav Yechanan was a little older, and he was walking, he was leaning on all Rav Chiya Va'ava. Leaning on Rav Chiya Va'ava, Rav Loza, Rav Eliezer, and this means Rav Eliezer ben Pedas, was a Talmud Rav Yechanan, Chomilei Umetamer Le'mekavei. He saw him coming, so he ran and hid. And Rav Yechanan realized that's what he did. This Bavloy is doing two things wrong to me. First of all, he doesn't say hello to me. And then he hides. Two things wrong. So Rav Yaakov Va'idi was there. And he's trying to be mefayis, Rav Yechanan, who was insulted. That's the minig v'as, the Bavel. There's the Ira, the younger person, the smaller person, doesn't ask shalom to the bigger person. It's not covered. He gives him covered. He doesn't ask him shalom. The inu naigim mekayimin, they're naig and mekayim this pasuk. Reuni na'arim rechbau. The children saw me and they hid. V'yeshishim kamu v'amdu. But the older people stood up in front of me. So you see this idea that this pasuk in Iyov, that the younger people, they hide. So that's they're trying to make him feel better. But Rav Yaakov Idi saw, Rav Yechanan was not happy with that answer. So Amalei tried something else. Rav Yaakov Idi asked him another shayla. Only Rav Yaakov Idi, Mahu, I just forgot to speak out before. Rav Yechanan was walking and leaning on Rechia Ba'aba. I said because he was a little older. Some say pshat is because he was very big. He was a big... it was very heavy if we had to lean on someone, and others say because he couldn't see well because he had very big eyelashes and that's why he couldn't see and he needed someone to hold on to him. That's all the pshatim that they say. But mice, we have this story that Rav Eliezer ben Pedas, his Talmud hit him and he's upset. So they try to say, oh, because it's not covered for the younger one to say shalom to the bigger gadol. But that he didn't like that answer. So he tried another answer. Omaleh, he asked him a shayla. And through the shayla, he'll bring out a point. Omaleh, ma'ol mevet kami da dura tzalmi. Are you allowed to walk in front of a certain avodah zara that's called adura? So amalei, so because maybe you're walking in front of him, it's like giving him covered. Amalei, mad polygon car. Like what covered are you doing by walking in front of it? Avor kamay v'samein. If I care it, when you walk in front of it and you black the avodah zara, that's not covered. So if I care it, one of the all covered is don't walk in front of him. Oh, so Yaakov says that's the answer. So what does it mean? What's covered? Not walking in front of him. Amalei. Yo's Rav Eliezer Avi is doing the right thing. Lava come back and walk in front of you because he's giving you covered. That's covered. Not walking in front of you is covered.